Good morning, folks. This is High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. We thank you so much for being here. This is Jenny Anzarello. I am in the studio, and let me just real quick just say, ho, ho, and up she rises, ho, ho, and up she rises, ho, ho, and up she rises.
Early in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Folks, we've got Son of Town Hall in the studio with me right now. I am so thrilled to have them in here. I play their music, so you might be familiar if you're one of those hardcore High Plains Public Radio listeners. But let's go ahead and just give the folks who maybe are on a long haul through I-70 hearing us, picking us up here and there. Folks, this is a folk duo that the broadside entitled the Santa Fe New Mexican describes as... Santa Fe is David Berkeley and London's Ben Parker, and they present themselves as a duo born on the high seas where they travel together on a raft, a junk raft, crafting harmonies and writing songs of wonder and woe. Now, this is just kind of like a baseline of where we can start. David and Ben, welcome to High Plains Morning. Thank you so much for coming through. I know you're on your way to set sail again.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, and we just want to hear a little bit about how did this come to be? Tell us a little bit about the story, the name of this partnership, Son of Town Hall, which is quite a very unique name, but it's got a story. And tell us a little bit about that. Tell folks about how you came to exist as a folk duo.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's really great to be out of the wind for a minute. I had the misfortune, but ultimately the good fortune of meeting my shipmate in a pub in England a long time ago. It was actually sort of a brawl in a sense.
The old Star, St. Catherine's Dock, London,
fighting over a woman, and out of the sort of sawdust, when we both learned that she was not actually interested in either of us, we ultimately hatched a plan that through a circuitous route and many waterways around the world led us to this place right now.
Wow,
does that clear things up?
That crystal. Crystal clear, as clear as the deep blue sea. Now, it seems as if the name of the band, Son of Town Hall,
right.
When you look that up, you will see a very motley ship constructed of detritus. We're talking, it almost from its silhouette, looks like an old-timey, you know, maritime vessel. You look closer, and it's a bunch of trash, mm-hmm. and it floats. Mm. And I read quite a bit about it. Tell us a little bit about this junk raft named Son of Town Hall.
Well, the name came because as we were building our raft and bringing together bits of rope and rags and lumber to kind of create the vessel that you see today, we found a piece of wood and on it was written the word Son of Town Hall, which we adopted as the name for our own vessel. It just felt like fate had given us the name.
We don't actually know what it means to this day, but it is what has led us, because it's sort of it's on the prow of the ship.
Well, what does anything mean, really?
Yeah, that's a very, very big question, Jenny.
In many ways, that's
and I'm
why
glad you've asked, because we've got the answer.
Two different lives, the two of you, each from across the pond in separate directions. One lives on an island, one basically a desert.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differ in your dealings with, as Coleridge would have put it, water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink, water, water everywhere,
nor any drop to drink? Well, I think the sea for us is our meeting place.
The great equalizer.
Very much where the ideas are born, under the gray or blue sky, depending on the weather of that day. But it's certainly... On land, you know, I think we like to perform and sing these songs that we write, but the real creativity happens out there on the waves.
Well, speaking of songs, how about we hear one?
Okay, we're going to sing a song now called Snow in Mexico. And whenever I'm anywhere new, whenever we pull up anywhere new, I often lean quite heavily on the things that tempt me to help me fit in. And there are three. The first is liquor. The second is cards, any card game. And the third, and the real powerful one, is woman. And this is a song that has all three of those things in it. And it's also a song about the early stages of a relationship where you can tell that there are things that are really annoying about someone else. But you're convinced that if you just make a few tweaks, you can just create the perfect person. And obviously that is completely untrue. This is Snow in Mexico. She's a dancehall queen. She spins around for me. When there's bourbon in the bottle, her every move is mine. I'm the honest one, but when my woman is gone, all my money's in the gutter of the dancehall queen. Someday soon I'm gonna set you free. Love will grow like the tule tree. She said, I'll keep you warm when the cold winds blow. When there is snow in Mexico. We have a powerful thing, and I see diamond rings. While I watch her in the bar light, swapping hours for days. I thought our lives would change. Now all my cards are played, but she keeps on dancing $40 away. Someday soon I'm gonna set you free. A love will grow like a tule tree. She said I'll keep you warm when the cold winds blow. When there is snow in Mexico. Snow in Mexico. Was a dancehall queen. She spun around for me. When there was bourbon in the bottle, her every move was mine. I'm the honest one, but now my woman is gone. All my money's in the gutter of the dancehall queen. Someday soon I'm gonna set you free. Love will grow like the tule tree. She said, I'll keep you warm when the cold winds blow. When there is snow in Mexico. Snow in Mexico. Snow in Mexico.
Little High Plains Public Radio, Mike Acrobatics, Snow in Mexico. Wow. I play that song all the time. I love that song. I love the EP, Honest Man. I want like 19 more of them. I'm telling you. Folks, you are tuned into High Plains Morning. This is Son of Town Hall live in the studio with me. Now, we can all now hear, now that we've talked about the music, we just heard some of the music, you can hear this almost fraternal blood harmony, and obviously this must have grown over time while you were together on the sea, brothers born of the sea mother. Mm. Tell us a little bit how you developed this very unique sound. It's almost like waves lapping in succession, sometimes in sync and then changing in the wind's direction.
I think that the greatest motivator for songwriting and also for singing with another person is fear.
And people often see us and think, you know, how, like, ask us a question, how can two men so desperately rough around the edges sing so sweetly? And often people think we might be brothers, twins,
singing in utero,
you know, lovers.
No one actually thinks that of us.
Not after the beard.
But the truth is that we boarded our boat not really knowing that either of us had a musical fiber in our bodies, And when the wind was howling and the waves were rough, we found ourselves singing to as a sort of prayer. And eventually it became clear that we were singing songs together that were somewhat sweet and were capable of getting us through. And so then we ultimately decided to bring those to the rest of the world.
I think it was also a way that we could share our vulnerability, because you've got to be pretty tough out there when you're faced with the sea and all it can throw at you. So the singing, I think, was allowing our, as men, you know, it was allowing our softer parts and more vulnerable bits of ourselves to be exposed without kind of being too exposed.
Well, it does kind of evoke a bit of church when you're really listening to it. And not just the hymns that we're hearing with the music. You also keep kind of a log. You keep some of this, you know, prose. And it's just, it very much feels meditative. It feels like a found journal, you know, scribbled out in Scrimshaw or something. Can you read some of the pieces, some of the...
We're not much in the way of reading, but we do scratch some words into the boat, and we, of course, know those words. So we're happy to recite some pieces if you like or want
to. We would love to hear this.
You know, I mean, it was clear to us very quickly that it is always a leap of faith when you push off from the shore, regardless of the vessel. The known and the stable earth recedes, and you remain adrift, suddenly suspended, held in a half sense by a substance you are too well aware has brought on the premature deaths of so many good men who pushed off before you.
Your craft, you pray, is up to the challenge. But then what, you wonder, could meet the challenge of an angry sea? Should such a sea choose to rage?
Now, it's just so clear to me that there's such a respect for this mighty power of nature in the music, in the words, in everything that you have built together on this raft, ranging from, you know, a tempest on the high seas to love and loss raging in one's heart. So the fact that your music acknowledges this chaos upon which we all float throughout this life, that there's no real control, we have to exist in this unstable structure. I wonder, for each of you, how has music helped you weather the time, you know, when you're just without going stark raving mad?
I think what it helps, for me, it helps me connect with the powers that are greater than ourselves, you know, in whatever shape or form they may take. But it's certainly when you're out there on the ocean, it's obvious that you are not the most powerful thing. And I think in this world, it's very important to remember that, just to stay grounded and stay connected.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a great question, Jenny, and it's something that we think about a lot. And, you know, in the face of these greater powers, what is it that we're capable of? And for us, it's about creating a small amount of beauty, and a place of tenderness and safety, and that fits, you know, in a tiny way into this great wild structure of ours. And it gives us peace and comfort to know that even if the winds are swirling around us and we may go overboard at any moment and neither of us is a very strong swimmer, we can at least sing with some tender harmonies and provide a little bit of love and light in the world.
Well, the sharks love that, so you're fine. Now, for a moment, I kind of want to go through the Looking Glass, who famously sang the lines, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my lover, my lady is the sea." You're both clearly very engaged romantically in this harmonious love triangle with the sea. Has there ever been a time of tension with your shared beloved as you've battened up the hatches?
Well, Jenny, it's interesting because there was a time out there when we talked a lot about what we were missing the most on dry land, and we each made a list, and at the top of that list was a woman. And as we described the woman to each other, it became quite apparent that we were talking about exactly the same person. And we just to work out that we were on the same page, I just said, let's count to three and say her name. 1, 2, 3. Louise. At which point we knew. And the tension was... I mean, personally, I don't think I'm fully through that. I think my shipmate here is more able to kind of push his emotions aside and plow on. But for me, there were definitely a few very dark months in the knowledge that I was with a man who had fallen in love with the same woman as myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of many issues that have come between us. But, you know, of course, we also have had plenty of issues with the sea herself, and just wondering why could she be so cruel, you know, and what were we doing wrong, you know, and is there still a God?
I think she doesn't care about us that much is the issue.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
Well, I hate to, you know, get dark there. We definitely want to hear another song. Songs are all about healing. Would you mind playing us another one?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Honest Man, and I don't see any reason why we wouldn't bring that one to you right now. This is a song that was very popular out there. And I should add, I mean, I know that it may be hard for you listening and wherever you are, if you're in traffic or what have you. Of course, we don't get much traffic the way we travel, so I would recommend you consider the waterways. But if you feel inclined to sing along from wherever you are, it's very common when Son of Town Hall sings for people to jump in. And a lot of people like to sing the refrain with us at the end, which we will ultimately be repeating, "Make me an honest man." We found that, by and large, people are good out there. But sometimes we tend to stray, and sometimes the straying is our own fault, and sometimes the straying is a result of cruel and unfair circumstance. And so we kind of wrote one, you know, with a sort of pledge that if given another chance, we might all be a little bit more virtuous, and why not think that other chance begins right now? So when you hear us sing "Make Me an Honest Man," sing it loud, and maybe we'll hear you through the transistors.
Winter's gone now, hear that sparrow sing. It's time to break the land. Don't be bothered by the past, my love. Make me an honest man. Can fix this after all. La da, la la da, da. With these hands of mine. La da. One stone at a time. La da. I'll break apart this wall. Upon my word, I am an able man. Upon your step I stand. Length of lace and looping in your hair. Make me an honest man. La da da. I can fix this after all. La da 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 da. With these hands of mine. La da. One stone at a time. La da. I'll break apart this wall. Oh, I will take your hand. Get the pastor, got my Sunday best. Make me an honest man. 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 Make me an honest man.
Though gender normative, I love that song so much. So much. That is the title track off the EP, Honest Man. And folks, we are tuned in to High Plains Public Radio. You are, rather. I'm always here. I exist on a time-space continuum on this station. This is High Plains Morning. You just heard a live in-studio with Son of Town Hall. We've got Ben and David. Now, you two are about to ship off. You've got anchors away here real soon. So I just want to finish up with a fun little lightning round. This will get your juices flowing. It's like maybe a mental calisthenics CrossFit, maybe. keep you in shape, because I know it's kind of tough to set sail. Each of you answer separately. You're obviously very different human beings. Whiskey or rum?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Mm, excellent. How does your incessant maritime travel affect your internal compass as you navigate on dry land?
We tend to immediately run and walk as far and fast as we can in various directions.
Yeah, I tend to wobble a lot, probably 5 or 6 days of wobbling.
What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Depends how early it is in the morning.
For real, though, do you have a favorite sea shanty, either of you?
We don't. I think we just hold hands and we look to the sky and we breathe.
Interestingly, any song we write, it becomes a sea shanty. So, yeah.
And a shanty on your shanty. You have a shanty that is going down the street. All right. Well, I just want you guys to know I'm so thankful you are here. Please see, here are some provisions. You won't get scurvy. There's some vitamin C and citrus in there. I want you to take to the road. Always stay healthy. Definitely get your calisthenics in. Make sure that you take care of that vessel, which is so true and strong in us all. Would you mind playing us out while I say goodbye to everyone?
For sure.
Just a little wee shanty.
For sure.
Odalee, 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 Odalee,
folks, say goodbye to Son of Town Hall. Son of Town Hall, say fare thee well to the people.
Fare thee well, people.
I do.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in on this aquiferous serenade. Stay tuned, folks. We've got more music coming up on High Plains Morning. And don't forget to spay and neuter your albatross.